Let's welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Presley.
One of the few false starts in the meteoric rise of Elvis Presley's early entertainment career was an ill-fated run in Las Vegas in 1956.
Here's one that I hope you like, and this one really tells a story, friends. It's not only sad, it's plumb pitiful.
Elvis, Scotty Moore, Bill Black, and DJ Fontana spent 2 weeks trying to light a fire under a stodgy bunch of middle-aged gamesters.
I'm gonna tell Aunt Mary about
Even this fortnight drubbing displayed a silver lining as an enthusiastic throng mobbed a special Saturday teenage matinee performance. This pointed to the demographic which would make up the sold-out shows when Presley returned in earnest to become the hottest ticket in town from 1969 through the end of his career.
Thank you. Music lovers.
Plus, it was during this trip to Vegas that Elvis saw Freddie and the Bellboys perform their take on Hound Dog,
you ain't nothing but a hound dog, a hound dog,
which 9 million records later we now know as Presley's take on Hound Dog. Somewhere between blue suede shoes and jumpsuits, Elvis revisited Vegas, this time for one of his most memorable movies. For once, Presley was teamed with a starlet who was able to meet his star power with a charisma and charm that leveled the playing field. There was probably only one man working on the Viva Las Vegas project who wasn't absolutely swept off his feet by Ann Margaret, and that was because Colonel Tom Parker always qualified any thought, word, or deed based on what effect it would have on his wallet and that of his client, Elvis. No stranger to the world of green felt and garish carpet, Parker was always making sure that the odds were stacked in his favor. Rather than be dazzled by Ann Margaret's brilliance, Parker calculated how much camera time she was taking away from his meal ticket. With director George Sidney and cinematographer Joseph Barak keenly aware of how much the camera loved the starlet, that calculation was mounting. Swedish-born Ann Margaret Olsen, by this point, no longer needed the Olsen. Her smash success in the movie musical Bye Bye Birdie placed her on a hyphenated first-name basis with practically the world. Now, Birdie was loosely inspired by Presley's life experience, farcically combining his induction into the Army with his Ed Sullivan exposure. Ann Margaret played the lucky girl who won a goodbye kiss from the departing rocker-turning-recruit. Elvis, by the way, was offered that role, but Colonel Tom didn't see the upside of Presley playing a part that was a parody of himself. We will ignore the wags who would say that that's what most of his movies already were doing.
The lady loves me.
Once they got together, to say that Elvis and Ann Margaret had chemistry does an injustice to the periodic table. Aside from the off-screen shenanigans, from the outset, the duo displayed a natural ease and provided perfect counterpoint to one another. Soundtrack recording began in July 1963 at Radio Recorders in Hollywood. Now, perhaps it was the galling thought of having to devote space on an Elvis album to those duets with Ann Margaret, not to mention the specter of having to include solo performances by the actress herself, that led Colonel Tom to release only an EP single from the movie instead of a true soundtrack album.
The gentlemen's are wet.
The two gems that did surface did so as a single. Side A was a late project afterthought, a cover of Ray Charles' What I Say. At the time, that song and the B-side, Viva Las Vegas, were victims of the backwash of Beatlemania, both sides charting, but neither able to reach the top 20. Doc Pomus had never been west of New Jersey when he wrote the title track for the movie. It took a couple of decades, but the song Viva Las Vegas would finally get legs as a popular movie and sitcom musical foil for glitz, glamour, and all manner of egregious cultural vacuousness.
Viva Las Vegas!
An easy target for parody, Ann Margaret was among the snipers, belting out Viva Rock Vegas for a Flintstone movie project in 2000.
Viva, Viva.
And perhaps that Vegas rock had the Colonel rolling somewhere. For WKNO, I'm Rob Grayson.